Acknowledgements. Writing a book is not easy, unless it's just a collection of your shitty stand-up routines that you don't do anymore, with full-size childish illustrations on every other page, then yes, it's easy. But that's not this book. This book was thoroughly and intensively researched. It was vetted by Colonel Harmon DeWitt and given its final thumbs up by the editorial staff at the National Review. But it wasn't just me who wrote this book. I mean, yes, it was just me, literally, but figuratively, there were so many additional authors. So with them in mind, I would like to thank the following, without whom, through their selflessness and friendship, this book would or would not have happened. Suzanne Esterberg at Connecticut Muffins for her delicious Patriot Berry Muffins. They kept me going through a tough summer. Thank you, Suzanne. I want to thank my agent, whom I've never met, and who, just for making a couple of phone calls, receives 10% of all pre-tax income from this book. That's amazing, isn't it? Never met the guy, ever. Tammy, Brenda, Ning, Cece, Gordon, Ms. Tough and Stuff, Big Lips, The Butcher, Creamsy, Puddin' Pops, Misty, Pearlneck, Tanya, Heather, Lil Tits, Scrimshaw, Come Eyes, Turtle, Poochie, Princess, Tiny Cock Grinder, and Necromancer at Grand Central Publishing. You folks were my patient guides through this whole ordeal. Each one of you contributed to making it slightly less horrific. You reached inside of yourselves and saw how to make a book not only smile, but gurgle a bit and then spit up on your shoulder. Thank you. The boys down at Q107.5 playing the greatest collection of soft hits from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and now. Keep the Al Stewart coming, y'all. Ethan Allen, your sensible turn-of-the-century furniture helped this old man get comfortable and get to sleep at a respectable hour. And thanks also to Dev and Shanali Paktika at 4th Street Samosas and Things. The gang down at Rock Honda off Route 17. The Gertrude Stein Institute for the lovely gift of the hand-carved birthing tub. And everyone who proofread that. Everyone who proofread that. All right. Buttercup Henderson for his stoicism. You, sir, are the wings of a bird flying high above a verdant valley of dreams and well wishes. This is true, by the way. Also, thanks to the good folks at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport TSA. You are all heroes. How you manage the strength and fortitude to do what you do is beyond me and an inspiration for us all. Keep fighting the good fight. The great Harlan McYanish, Cantor to the Stars. Hey, bro, save some of that chroset for me. Also, thanks to all the middle relievers for the Washington Nationals, except for Saul Rivera. Celine and Dean at Monsanto. Yoma Grafica, Berhispi, Jordy Zapp, Gush Tushy, Mal Christ, Una Winfart, Flick Dristan, Pooey Puff, and everyone at the Funny Name Institute. Also, thanks to Trevor Cleveland, my Shaq Fu teacher. And the Ho-Chunk Nation for keeping the loosest slots in the Midwest, over 99% payouts. Vandana Hanfananen, your stories of courage and daring at the DMV filled me with shame and moisture. I will never forget you, lady. Grillith Bear, you came and you stopped me from shaking, and I need you today. Tolliver, Sissy, Bleedle, and Ponch Ahoy, fuck it. Let's make it the whole Ahoy family. You guys really took me under your wingdings and things. And lastly, thanks to Battlestar Galactica.